Three times a day, a team of guards comes to Lily's cell at the Fox Lake Correctional Institution and forcibly strap him to a gurney and take him to the prison clinic to have tubes inserted into his nose so he can be force-fed. Lily, who is serving 15 years for beating his wife, says his fast is a protest against the high proportion of black inmates in Wisconsin prisons. He's lost more than 60 pounds during the hunger strike. Prison officials won't comment on this week's court ruling except to say inmates are only force-fed when a judge orders it to protect their health. In a letter, Lily says he's begun to purposely regurgitate the formula he's fed and that blood has begun to show up in his urine. He says staff at the prison would like to see him transferred because of the time and money being spent to feed him. He's promised to appeal his case to the state Supreme Court. This week's ruling included a provision allowing Lily to skip the force feeding once a week on Sunday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.